Shalom Aleichem Rabbotai, this is Rabbi Kovacs. We are continuing the Mishnah Yomi in the fourth chapter of Shvi'it at the seventh Mishnah. Today is Lag BaOmer, more on that in a minute. Be'ematai ochlin perot ilan ba'Shvi'it. While we cannot plow and plant on Shvi'it, we can eat what is already growing, such as the fruit on the trees, because the Torah says, Be'haita Shabbata aretz lachem lo'ochlo. The resting of the land, it's for you to eat. So we don't, God forbid, starve during Shvi'it. We eat what's growing by itself. But from when do we eat it? Obviously, if someone eats an unripe fruit, in a sense, that's wasting the fruit. We have to eat it with Kedushat Shvi'it, meaning not wasting it. Even the, for example, the peel of an orange has to be treated with the sanctity of Shvi'it. You'll find during Shvi'it and Mosei Shvi'it, even the juice that's made from fruits, there's a warning label on it, not to waste any of the juice. So you would drink all of the, I remember this when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was at Mosei Shvi'it in Yeshiva, and we would drink all of the orange juice or lemonade, and then you put water into the bottle to get every single drop of the fruit juice and drink that too. So you're not wasting a single drop. So from when can you eat the fruits without them being wasted? A pogim, the unripe figs, mishyazrihu, when they start to redden, ochil behen pita basode, you can eat with them with your bread in the field. So while you're out dealing with the, in the field, traveling, whatever it is, you bring your bread with you and you're looking for condiments. They didn't have mustard and ketchup, they didn't have grape poupon. So you go and you squeeze some figs onto your bread to moisten your bread and be like your ketchup. So it's, you can't take them to the house because they're not fully ripe, but they're ripe enough that in the field you would use them to sweeten your bread, which is all you have with you. Biholu, once they swell up, now they're nice and juicy, kavnis letach beta, you can bring them into your house. We're going to see later, perot shvi'it that are brought into the house, there's going to be what's called the zman bir, when you have to take them out of the house again, make them hefker. There's a discussion about that much later. But for now, you can bring them in once they're fully ripe. V'ken ki yotzi behen, and similar to them, to these points of development, b'shar shnei shavua, chayiv b'maisrot. In other years, they're chayiv in maiser. Now, it's interesting, maiser, if someone's just having a snack out in the field, out in his apple orchard, then he can go ahead and eat, just take from the tree and eat without taking maiser. But once he brings it to the house, when it's ripe and it's done and it's processed, you bring it to the house, then it's chayiv and maiser. Mishnah Chet, haboser, unripe grapes, mishehevi mayim, once they're squeezable and the liquid comes out, ochel bo pita besode. Again, if you're traveling, you're on the move, you're out in the field, you can squeeze them onto your bread, use them as your grape poupon. Hivish, once they've gotten usha, they've gotten nice and ripe, konis letoch beto, bring them to the house, you eat them in the house, like in a normal suda. Ken kiyotze bo, and similarly, bishar shnei shavua, in the other years of the week. This shnei shavua, it does mean literally years of the week, of the week of years, of the cycle of 7 years. Chayiv b'maisrot. That's when they're fully developed, and they're brought into the house, and a person has to take maiser before eating them. So the shiloh we should have on Lag BaOmer, it's really a shiloh for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Bezrat Hashem, we should ask him soon, that the carob tree, he was fed from a carob tree in the cave for 12 years. Remember the Gemara Shabbat Lamed Gimel, so Lag B'Shabbat, the Gemara says he was in the cave 12 years, fed from a carob tree. So the question for him is, since he's in hiding in the cave, is it considered in the field and he could eat these carobs before they're fully ripe? Or was it considered his home and he should wait until they're fully ripe? Or the question doesn't get off the ground because the figs were growing miraculously. They would grow, not figs, sorry, the carobs would grow a fully ripened carob every day or every suda. So perhaps it's not an issue of Shvi'it Bichlal. So obviously he's there for 12 years. He had at least one Shvi'it, so it's a question that's nogea for Bar Yochai, and we hope to discuss this Torah with him soon. Sei gesund.